We're going to now have another conversation about agriculture here on WPHM. Earlier this week, we spoke to Nicole Haslip, who is an anchor and reporter with Brownfield Ag News. You hear her every day here on WPHM in the Brownfield Ag Report. And when I was talking to her, she gave me a suggestion here that, you know, she said if I really wanted to talk about farming here in the Blue Water area, I need to get Jim Domagowski on the line. And so I did. I did just that. And joining us right now is the 2019 Michigan Master Farmer, Jim Domagowski. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
Hey, we're doing good, and I appreciate your time joining us. Want to talk a little bit about you and your farm at the moment. Just tell us where you're based out of and what you grow and what got you into farming in the first place.
Okay. Basically, I'm about the northern part of Columbus Township in St. Clair County near Memphis, little town of Memphis there on M-19. I farm a little under 600 acres. I got started shortly when we were, after we were married in 67, 68, a little while ago. And I worked for a neighbor after high school for a year. I put a year in college, and then with the draft and everything else, I put 6 years in the National Guard. So, but in all that time, I grew the farm from a small 80 acres to almost 600 acres, and grew some certified seed for a neighbor until he went out of business. And then went on my own, grew corn, soybeans, and wheat. And I've been involved with Farm Bureau, and I've been on the State Soybean Board, and I am also on now presently on the United Soybean Board. It was the national board of 30 states that grow soybeans, and they're involved in the soybean checkoff.
Jim, when you talk about farming here in St. Clair County, it's one of Michigan's largest industries, and it's something that I don't think we talk about collectively as media. We don't talk about nearly enough because it's just so very much important. St. Clair County, especially where you're at, the western part of the county, has very strong agricultural roots, and it's still really, really fertile land. And we do grow a lot of crops here in St. Clair County, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yes. We're with corn, soybean, and wheat, and there's a little sorghum. There's some specialty crops. Like you say, the ground is, in most part, it's quite fertile. Yes, we have some challenging soil, some lighter ground, that, especially this year with the dry season what we've had, the sandier soils have really shown stress on these crops because they don't have much moisture in the ground right now. But basically, it is a good growing area for row crops. Yes, it is.
And you brought up last year versus this year. Last year, of course, we were talking a lot about the struggles that farmers were having last year, just getting something into the ground, with the ground being just so moist and saturated.
It just wouldn't dry up. My first day in the field last year, that was in 19, was June 24th. And I planted some beans for 2 days, and then I stopped. I looked at the calendar, and I says, by the time they mature, we've only got a couple months. And I stopped. I'm glad I did. I had about 12% of my acreage planted, and I stopped. And it's kind of hard to look at all those fields the rest of the summer with no crop in them. And even in July, I was working the fields down to keep the weeds down. And there was still some water standing in there the first week of July that just wouldn't dry up until mid-July. And then it was way too late to plant. But it's quite a stressful year for a lot of farmers, especially the ones that didn't have any crop insurance.
So you're nearly halfway through June last year. And just remind our listeners when you would normally plant.
Well, I look at any time after 1st of May to start planting corn in this area because we don't have a lot of tiled ground out here from the 1st to the 10th, and then my soybeans shortly after that. I'd like to get done by the end of May. But it all depends on the weather. Mother Nature rules that, you know.
So compared last year to this year, it's almost the exact opposite. You don't have enough. You don't have enough rain this year, do you?
No. It's been very dry. Day before yesterday, I think I looked at my little diary and I write down every time it rains the amount of rain we get. And I got in my farm, I got 2.7 inches since the 1st of June, and that is not much at all. And I don't know how the corn is tolerating this, because the corn looks like it's good, but not terrific. But the soybeans are struggling to make good flowering and good pods. They're more of a shallow-rooted crop. But I think they're struggling also to go down deeper for moisture. It's there, but it's not on that first 6, 8, 10 inches. It's not there.
We just wrapped up wheat harvest here in Michigan, and Nicole was telling us about how that's going. What about, you said you have corn and soybeans. When do you expect to take those guys off?
Well, with the above normal temperatures we've had, I think we had 14 or 15 days above 90 degrees. And corn matures by heat units. They call them GDUs, growing degree days. And we're well above normal for that. And I think I may be in corn harvest before soybeans, and that's not normal. The corn is already beyond like sweet corn stage, the earlier stuff that I planted.
Mm.
It's got a good yellow color. It's got a pretty good ear on it. And it's going to be drying down. If we don't get any more rain here soon, it's going to be drying down awful fast. What that's going to do to the quality, though, I don't know, because we go by test weight. You know, a bushel of corn is supposed to weigh 56 pounds. And I hope the quality stays up, because that, along with the test weight, is protein. And the people, the farmers that have cattle or turkeys or chickens or something like that, hogs, they rely on that protein value out of the corn. And it's going to be an early harvest this year, that's for sure. When? I don't know, but I think any time that latter part of September, we may be in the field and harvesting. Usually it's middle of October. So we're going to be 10 days to two weeks ahead, I'm predicting. I may be off, but that's my prediction.
So you say when you're talking about corn there, obviously it's used for livestock feed. Is that primarily what your corn is used for?
I take mine up to the ethanol plant.
You use ethanol. That's what I thought a lot of farmers around here are ethanol.
I could take it to a local elevator, but the ethanol plant gives a premium. Sometimes it's 50 cents over the local market elevator. And my bottom line means something, you know. And if I can get an extra 30 to 50 cents a bushel, that's where it's going to go.
You also sit on, let's change topics from corn over to soybeans now. You sit on the National United Soybean Board, and you're also involved at the state and local level as well. Let's talk about soybeans. First of all, what does that organization do that you're a member of?
Okay, well, going back, I've been involved with the soybean board stuff, I guess, to check off, for a couple of decades now. I was on the state board for about 8 years, and had an opportunity to apply for the United Soybean Board, and I got it. I thought a smaller farm owner like me didn't really have a chance, but it doesn't go by size of your operation, I guess. Anyway, the soybean checkoff is, if I can explain it, if any farmer takes a load of soybeans to the elevator or a process plant or wherever, 0.5% of that price that they get is taken off of that check and sent to the state office, which is Frankenmuth. That's the Michigan state office. And 0.5% of what they collect in Michigan goes to the National Soybean Board, which I sit on now, and that gives it a hefty budget, because there's about 30 growing states that have the checkoff that send dollars into the national board.
And Michigan, one of the largest soybean-producing states in the country, is it not?
Out of the 30, it's number 9 or 10, depends on the bushels, and it's right up there. You know,
yeah.
You got your Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana areas. Those are the big ones. And Michigan's about 9 or 10. Yeah, it has crept up quite a ways because when I was single, there wasn't soybean hardly grown around here. But now it's a major crop in the state.
And I have to assume that's due to genetic engineering and changing because we have a shorter growing season, having that germinate a little bit quicker.
Yes, and the area fits that crop, and it's one of the easier crops to grow. We can no-till it really easy. We can take care of the weed control easy on it. But like I say, Mother Nature is we can't control that, but we need water. But it's a good crop. It's good for rotation because the root system has nitrogen nodules on it. And then following year, if you plant corn, if you have like a average 40 bushel acre bean, they figure you got about 40 pounds of nitrogen per acre for that corn crop for the following year. So it's a win-win thing.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the bean plants fix nitrogen, right?
They're yes.
One of the unique plants that can do that.
Root system. And that's a good thing, yeah. Because we don't have much dairy in St. Clair County or in Michigan. They're all quite large now, very, very large dairy operations. And that's another thing about the soybean. A lot of these pastures and hay fields have gone to the soybean because it's easier to grow.
Interesting. Jim Domagowski, he is he's a local farmer, Columbus Township master farmer, named last year by the Michigan Farm Bureau. Just, Jim, congratulations on that. I know we're about a year late, but what is involved in being called a master farmer? What does it take to earn that title?
You know, when I got the call, Jim, I was shocked. You don't put your name in for that. There's no application. And I've been involved with, like I say, the soybean industry as a farmer on the checkoff for a couple decades. I've been involved with Farm Bureau also quite a bit. And I guess the organizations like the soy, corn, wheat, and growers, the Greenstone, Farm Credit, and Michigan Ag Commodities, and Brownfield News must have got together and had a bunch of names in and talked about the farmers that qualified for this, and somehow I got it. You'd have to talk to Nicole about the actual the selection, because when I got the call, I had to sit down. I was shocked because I saw there's several farmers I know through the state being involved with the soybean business that got this award, and I always thought highly of these gentlemen and never thinking that my name would be up there.
Well, certainly a congratulations there, Jim. Do appreciate talking to you this morning. I think I learned a lot from you. Nicole certainly was right in her suggestion. You definitely have a lot of interesting information to share. Best of luck to you the rest of this growing season. Hopefully we get a little more rain, and hopefully your yields are up this year.
Thank you very much, and I hope the same thing too, but we can't do about Mother Nature, but we can pray for it and ask the good Lord to give us some water, and I guess he's given it somewhere else. I guess, I don't know if you heard, a couple days ago they had a bad storm in Iowa.
Yeah, yeah.
10 million acres of corn and soybeans are flattened.
Wow,
that's
got to affect prices
state.
A lot. I'm sure prices that, just
it
jumped
hasn't
up.
Hasn't done it yet, but I think once they put their numbers together, I think it's going to affect because that is an awful lot of bushels. I spoke to two of my friends from Iowa, and neither one of those were directly affected too much by that storm, but they were near it, and they said it's just devastating. You can't believe what it looks like. We're blessed. We're very dry, but we got crops are still growing. They're stressed, but I think we're going to make it.
Best of luck to you, Jim, and congratulations again on being a master farmer here in Michigan. And certainly enjoyed talking to you this morning. We will touch base sometime soon, all right?
Anytime. Thank you a lot, Caleb. I appreciate the call.
Thanks so much for your time. Jim Delmogowski, he is a local farmer and a master farmer named by the Michigan Farm Bureau last year, talking about crop conditions and what it's like to be in Michigan's second largest industry. This is 1380 WPHN.